Midway Water Advisory Board from July 6, 2026. We have with us today, we have Mayor Simons and JC is representing the city. And is Andy representing the city or? Okay. And then we have for the irrigation company, we have Brent Kelly representing the company and Hilton Howell representing the country. And I'm Steve Farrell, the president, and I will not be voting on any issue tonight. We have a consent agenda, which is the approval of the agenda for July 6th, approval of the minutes for May 4th. Any questions on that? Entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda as outlined.
I would make that motion.
We have a motion by
JC,
and we need a second.
I'll second it.
Second by Brent. All in favor?
Aye. Aye. Aye.
I understand this other one has been pulled off.
Correct.
So we'll go to number 3, Philprot Garage, 95 East, 250 North. So with that.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, members of the Water Board and public. So we have a proposal today of the Philprots. Randy and Kathy would like to build a garage on their property. So they own property on the south side of 250 North and on the north side of 250 North. What we're looking at is the properties in the R115 zone, and that comes into play in this situation because this is a lot of record. So R115, this zone is a 15,000 square foot, which is a third of an acre. They have 1.22 acres. What they're asking for is a culinary connection for a bathroom, and this is just specific for a sink, toilet, and shower. There's not a wet bar, there's not laundry facility, there's not a kitchen. It's just the sink, toilet, and shower, which actually is the same calculation we'd use for a hotel room, is really what that comes down to. They've got the same facilities. This parcel is a confirmed lot of record, so it did have the frontage and the acreage that was required by the code when it was created, and so it is a confirmed lot of record. So this property is located on 250 North. You see Main Street here, Center Street, there's a Steak Center. So it's just north of their home, which is right there. Sorry, that's their home right there. Right now there's a garage on the property right now. There's no culinary connection to it. What they like to build is another garage right here, which would have the bathroom in it. Again, there's no water to this property. No water's been dedicated to the city. They do have, between their two properties, they do have 3 shares, got about 3 acres. And what our code says regarding a lot of record is somebody can come and ask the city for a culinary connection. We only require water to be dedicated to the city for the minimal amount of irrigated acreage for the zone in which it's located, which in this case is, this is 15,000 square feet since it's a third acre zone. And we require the culinary connection, which in this case would just be the bathroom, which we've historically calculated at 0.3 of an acre foot. So we did that, for instance, over at Springer Farms across the street for each one of those units. And so when you do the math for this, again, the acreage is 1.22 acres, but we would only have water dedicated for outside irrigation for 15,000 square feet. So that's where this 15,000 square feet comes into play. Total irrigated acreage, 0.34 times 3 acre feet per acre is 1.02 acre feet. The culinary connection, again, just for the 0.3 acre feet for just the bathroom, when you add these two together, 1.02 plus 0.3, you come up with 1.32, which is just under half a share. If they ever came back and wanted to put a home on the property, which they have a right to do that, they'd have to give us the other 0.5 acre feet. So this would just be for a bathroom and nothing more than that. And so that's the math, 1.32, just under half of a share. And so if they turn over the half share at 1.5, we would credit them at some future use for the difference. We'd be able to remember what that difference is, and Jennifer would have it in her files. And so if they ever do plan on moving forward with the home.
What about the remaining part of the acre?
Yeah.
The 1.22, and you're taking 0.34 away from it. Is it historically been irrigated?
I think it has been historically irrigated, yeah.
And then?
So we're not subdividing, it's still gonna remain the same size as 1.22. It's just a certain amount of water dedicated to the city for irrigation, just based off of the zoning. So that would be a third of an acre.
So when I bought this property at the same time, I got one share, which I brought. So I'm a little worried if I give up half a share and I still have to water nearly an acre, how I'm gonna do that.
Back to your calculation, didn't your calculation include irrigating?
It includes irrigating 15,000 square feet, so you're not
really
losing
it. We're not addressing the entire parcel, we're addressing a portion of it.
Yeah, that's how we've handled lots of record in the past, that's what's in the code. It's just the minimal amount, like if somebody has a 20 acre lot of record, we don't require 20 shares.
We just require
the minimal amount for that zone. This is the same thing. Yeah.
So if in the future a house was proposed for this,
yep.
they would need to come up with more water because this is just a bathroom. Yeah. So if it were a house, how much would it
be? So instead of, so this is 0.3, a home, this would be 0.8. And you have to turn over a little bit of extra just because shares are broken down to half a share, which is 1.5 acre feet. It would just be the difference from the 1.5 that you've turned over to the new total, which include the extra 0.5, bringing this up to 0.8. And so it would probably be another quarter share is what it would be.
To a total of 1.8.
Yep. Yep, and there's always a remainder. We would be able to remember that remainder in Jennifer's notes. So, yeah.
So the clear answer to her question is, you should still be able to irrigate that because you're turning it in, but you could still irrigate the property that you turned it in for.
Yep.
Because you turned those shares in, you can still irrigate
that.
Well,
you only turned in a portion of the share that was...
The remainder, you still have those shares, so you can irrigate that too.
Yep, nothing changes.
So you should be fine.
Yeah, you're really not losing any water at all because you still have the same amount of water. Part of it is just tied to this property forever because the city would now own it. And we wouldn't move it from this property
to
another property.
So when things are metered, how does that part of a share get counted?
And so...
Like if I were to use more water than I was allocated, how would anyone... How do you know?
It would show up in the meters. And at this point, we've never billed by the meters. So we'd have to calculate how much water you're entitled to and compare that to what was actually used.
Yeah, how much water you have for the property is not changing. You have a limit if it's metered or not. And so we would just be able to see what you're using once the meter goes in.
Okay, to make things more complicated, since we have two more shares that are on the other side for the 2 acres, on the other side.
Yeah. So your property.
Will that all be added together and kind of treated as one pot?
Well, yeah, we could, I mean.
I see memorial.
That one was the Doyle Van piece of property and the other one was the Wilson.
Wilson,
yeah. Yeah, the old Wilson part. You could use part of your shares across the road. Mm-hmm. That you bought from Doyle, you could use that across the road.
Yeah. Now you've roughly got 3 acres, you've got 3 shares.
Right.
Plus the historic connection for the home you've got.
Right.
Yeah.
Kathy, I know in that trail is a sewer line. Did we put a water in there too?
I don't think culinary water's in there.
I know sewer is.
Yeah.
And worst case
and secondary water is.
Yes. But worst case scenario, it's in 250.
I think it's in 250.
I can look at the Raymond Farm plant.
Yeah.
I think it's in 250 on the other side of the road.
On your side, but not your side.
My house side,
yes.
Not my garage side.
Yes. No.
So where's your house?
It's the gray roofed one.
Right there?
Yeah.
Is that a new house or is that the old Wilson house?
It's the old Wilson. It's an older home.
It's old. Yeah. It's whose was it?
It was Sticky Wilson.
Wilson.
Yeah.
And that's who we, well, we bought it from her daughter after she died.
Passed away.
Hey, that's not Google, is it?
It's a Google image, but in PowerPoint.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of that property was on the north side of the road, was what we considered wetlands when we had wetlands.
There's a good chance some of it might be wetlands.
There is a chance.
Yeah.
Some of it.
Yeah,
not because it's exactly wet to walk through, but because if you dig through the pot rock, then there's water.
Yeah.
Kathy, go out in the road. There'll be a triangle lid. Should be three of them for the irrigation. There'll be a manhole for the sewer. Look and see if there's three round culinary valves in the road. That will tell us. I can look at that.
Going north?
Yeah, right here. There's the manhole that's coming down.
Mm-hmm.
There will be three triangular lids for the irrigation cluster. If culinary's in there, there will be three 6-inch diameter valve covers right in here.
Why the three valves?
Just a valve cluster at every T.
Yeah, but you make them put a cluster in if there's not going to be any use to the other two?
Well, this one will get the two definitely used, and then the line goes back to that old Glenn Van Wagner home.
It's Doug Amper's property.
The what?
Doug Amper.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that line should already be in.
It is.
It is, but we put a, whenever we tie in, we put a cluster. Right.
Any other questions on this? Now, how are we going to document that? I can't ever remember doing a barn and using this calculation. I mean, I can see it when we got hotel units.
Yeah, it's
we're adding something else into the system that.
Yeah.
Well, I agree with it, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's just a matter of, we know what fixtures there are, so it's just making sure it's an apple for an apple on this type of proposal. So 0.3 is what we've required for hotel rooms, and that's really what this is. If they wanted a laundry room, for instance, over at Springer Farms, we had an extra 0.2 acre feet, that would have been 0.5 instead of 0.3.
Okay.
And then if it's a full house, it's 0.8, so kitchen too.
Okay, but we want to be consistent for every barn now that has a connection. That's how we're going to treat them.
And usually when somebody has a barn, it's on...
It's tied with the house.
With the house, but this one has no house, so it's different than normal. But we allow accessory buildings without a home. And so that's why we're in this situation. Yeah.
Any questions? Entertain a motion to approve the calculations of water requirement as presented.
I'll make that motion.
We have a motion by Brent. Do we have a second?
Second, yeah.
Second by Hilton. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
So how do we go about dealing, excuse me, with the actual certificate?
Well, you have to sign the, have you just got one certificate or two?
I've got one with me. Oh, I've got three altogether.
Yeah. You just have to get on Mike Kohler and have him change one of them. Take it out of your name, put it in the city's name, that portion of the share. Then you'll get back the remaining portion.
Mm-hmm. So it would be 0.5 or 0.3?
Well, the lowest you could break it down, to my understanding, in this situation, 0.5 is as close as you can get, because you'd have to break it into half a share.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you ever
see, half a share would be 1.5.
Yep.
Rounding.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
And Jennifer's going to make in her note.
And I'll make a note.
You have a credit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got
a credit. Water credit.
A water,
water
credit.
Credit.
Yeah. We'll remember that remainder.
Probably worth a lot. I mean, I don't know what these are selling for now. But
only about 60,000.
Are you sure you want about three? Maybe you want six.
You know, I don't care, but it's really important to the other half of this.
Darn it.
Sometimes.
Okay, is there any additional business we need to address tonight?
Just one comment. We looked at the proposed stake center down on Mitchie Lane before this board a number of months ago. They've talked about adjusting the site plan, which would change the water calculation a bit from what we looked at. We've told them what we would like to see. I have yet to see a drawing, but it'll be a very small recalculation because it's just acre feet for the irrigation. Nothing's changing inside the building. So just to let the advisory board know that we'll probably adjust the number that was in the minutes, the recommendation, but it will be a very minor amount based off actual numbers on site.
When are they starting that, do you know? Because they tore down the ballpark.
Did they really? I saw kids using that lately.
I did. I saw kids every day.
Yeah.
They've tore down the backstops and everything.
They've handed in the building permit, but we have yet to approve it because we're working out the site plan still.
I wonder if we shouldn't have them come back.
We can make them come
and
back.
And come back and adjust it because we're making a recommendation to the city council.
Yeah.
We made one. Now we're coming back. And if you change it on the minutes and just present it, then that, we've never seen the numbers.
Okay. Yeah, we can bring it back.
What? That makes sense.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. That's what we'll do. We'll bring it. We'll hopefully next month's meeting we'll be able to give you an update.
Okay. If there's no other business, we'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Oh, we did discuss that we were going to start the meeting moving forward at 5:30.
Okay.
Just make that on record.
Since we didn't have it on the agenda, we can't vote on it, but this consensus is we can do it.
Yeah.
So let's advertise the meetings now for 5:30.
5:30, okay.
Okay.
Motion to adjourn.
We have a motion by Mayor Simons. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
By JC. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
I've never seen that motion die for lack of a second.
Yeah.